This Thursday, I'll be thankful if I'm not hungover on Friday. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun, interesting, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And Matt is busy with his industry job at the moment, but he may do an appearance here later, so we'll be on Matt Watch this episode. You just never know when he'll show up, start drinking and giving us the info and the things.
Do we need a meteorologist to track him?
Yeah. He's out there shopping in the Black Friday today. Happy Black Friday to those in the United States.
I think he's getting a new toaster oven.
He saw those hot deals on the new toaster ovens.
Yeah. I don't think he's an air fryer kind of guy. I think he's old school toaster oven.
Oh, yeah. He's like, nope. I'm good with the toaster oven. Well, what'd you just open there, Nick?
This is from BA Cyclone, Brian Anderson. We're going to hit it hard and fast on this one. Overly Prompt from Adventure Brewing is a quadruple IPA.
Quadruple. Oh, boy.
Oh, ooh, that's boy.
The BA Cyclone beer. Doing quads.
Doing quads.
What's the percentage quads on that one?
It is 1 pint, 12.5.
Woo! That qualifies as a quad, huh?
Apparently. I think they're, you know, just lowest without going over.
Yeah. Well, before the show, I was drinking, and my tailgating beer was Society Brewing Company, San Diego Society Brewing Company, the Pupil IPA. Mm-hmm. Very kind of old school West, now old school West Coast IPA. There's the Pupil and the Butcher are in town, Fresno now. We can get 6 packs of this.
Like nothing.
I got plenty.
Dreams of 2013 have come true.
Yep. All the standard Russian River beers. Get Society beer. Get Modern Times. Get all the things that we used to dream about in Fresno. They're just there.
It's just right here.
It's boring. It's all boring. Whole world's boring.
Nothing new anymore.
So that's what we're drinking. Maybe we'll see what Matt is drinking later. Who knows? Were you drinking something before that beer you opened?
Yeah. Yeah, I took it easy on my tailgating pre-show beer. Ooh. The Auspice Oktoberfest from Solid Ground.
Oh, okay.
There we go. In the camera for Mikey. Wazoo beer? Mjölken Tettnanger hops.
Oh, yeah. I know those. Know those real well.
Yeah, that word will get you in trouble if you say it incorrectly. Not sure. This must be a Wazoo beer, maybe?
I think probably. Maybe.
Solid Ground is in Pleasant Valley, Diamond Springs, California.
Yeah, might be the Fontana Gin, but probably Wazoo.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Jim made a stop.
I think so. No, the Fontana Jim may be around. It's the holidays. He has in-laws.
He's trolling.
Pleasant County in-laws.
He's sneaking around.
Sneaking around. Sneaking around all sneaking the beer bars.
Lovis.
Nick, let's start with Nick.
Oh, hey, what? Damn it. How'd I draw the short straw? PorchDrinking.com. A couple things to look out for. They say, forget you, Goose Island. Here is Colorado's Black Friday beer releases to look out for.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Porch Drinking's good about the indie stuff. Better.
Yeah.
Better than others.
So I expect a full report from Colin and Janine on all these beers. First up, we have from Circular Logic. What is this? Technical? Is that the... No. Spirit Hound Whiskey Honey. What are those primitive beers? I don't know the name of this beer. Oh, it's not telling me. It's just a beer. It's a barrel-aged beer. It's got whiskey. Honey whiskey barrels. Blah, blah, blah. It's a big beer. Go get it.
It's a big one.
Don't like it when they don't tell me what's going on here. Oh, what's that?
I love gold.
It's poppity popping. It's Black Friday, people. It's poppity popping in here.
Poppity pop.
Sparkle Wolf. A West Coast IPA from Modern Times Brewing. This is one I don't know if it's brand new, but I don't think I've heard of it before. Sparkle Wolf. 6.75 IPA. Like I said, Moscow's. So. Hard time getting some aroma here. I mean, they'll do a little swishing around.
Yeah, get the sonic foamer out.
Oh, shit.
Boom it. Did you charge the batteries?
The batteries are in here. I don't have any water.
Forget to charge the batteries.
I mean, see, the sonic foamer has been just just sitting, waiting around. Yeah, I don't have any water here. I'll get it later on. Mm-hmm. See if the sonic foamer will work.
We're going to sonic foam something. Be patient.
The light's coming on. Maybe. All right. We'll find some water. Look out for that later.
All right. Okay. So now I figured it out. The beer is called Circular Logic from Primitive Brewing out of Colorado. It's a barrel-aged beer in Spirit Hound Distillers honey whiskey barrels. That's one to look out for.
Wow.
Here's another one.
Have you heard of Spirit Hound?
I have not heard of any of these out of Colorado. The next one is Cellar West. They're Langdon IPA. This one is Widmere. No, Midwinter Warmer Barley Wine. Equinox Brewing. I cannot read tonight. Midwinter Warmer Barley Wine. If you want to really get crazy, you could get the Snowed In Box Set from Copper Kettle Brewing.
Wow.
That is variants of 19-ounce cans. You get 5 different variants, according to the photo. $110 plus you get a glass with it. Yeah?
No. Is that a good price? Bad price? I don't know.
Man. Dry Dock Brewing's Small Batch Pecan Pie Porter. Diebolt Brewing. Old Stumpy Wheat Wine.
Old Stumpy. This must have been one of the regulars at the brew pub.
No, get old Stumpy.
Old Stumpy, he passed away last year.
Probably the only brewery we've heard of so far is Paradox.
I like this little tiny ones.
Tiny breweries. They're Why not stock beer? Pikes Peak. Is Pikes Peak in Colorado?
Yeah.
Am I just learning this?
They have the testing center there. You auto car guys should know this.
Yeah. Drive up the hill.
Mm-hmm. See if your car can make it up the hill.
Yep. Well, they have a brewery, too. Once you get to the top, go get drunk.
Get drunk. Then have an adventurous ride down.
Wee. With or without the car, it'll be fun either way. Yep. They have an Ad-Amen winter warmer. Orange peel, ginger, and cinnamon. Metric Brewing. Do we know Metric?
I do not. Calling a junior like, ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh, ooh, that one's good. That one's good. They have a dark Czech lager. There you go. Ratio. I know we've heard of ratio.
Ratio, I've heard of. Heard of it.
Ratio. Tony Bags likes ratio. From Colorado. Denver. Don't you imagine people from Denver sounding like Australians? I'm from Denver.
Now I will, I guess. Hello, it's me calling, Janine. It's me calling. I'm calling in.
We live in Denver, Colorado.
A little more Liverpool, sorry.
Liverpool.
Wait, I gotta get down.
We build ships. Whoa, down at the docks.
Now I'm in Aussie.
Now you're in Aussie Denver. In Birmingham. You're in, down in Birmingham.
I've had a bunch of Aussies come here one day back in the 40s. The Aussies came here.
And the list goes
on. It's me, Mad Max.
See, I don't know any of these, so I don't know if they're cool or not.
I don't know if I should talk about them, because they might not be cool.
What if they're not cool? What if this is a propaganda list?
Yeah, what if it's all Coors?
All Coors, all Blue Moon berries. Wincoop. Do we know Wincoop? We know Wincoop. Outer Range Brewing.
I feel like maybe we should just be a podcast about tiny, like, nanobreweries. Just talk about nanobreweries.
What's our threshold? Like 200 barrels a year?
Yeah, let's pick up barrels. How many barrels? Tioga Sequoia is fucking just too huge. We won't be able to talk about
that. They're huge. They belong in Denver.
Basically, if you get distributed, we just won't talk about you. We're going to go full indie. Here.
Full indie.
If you get, that will be the cutoff. If you get distributed, nope.
Whoa.
Fuck you.
New.
I mean, Russian Rivers. Russian Rivers out.
Russian Rivers out. Never talk about them again.
Nope.
Distro. If it gets to Fresno, we're not talking about you Russian, ever again.
Give us a couple months, we'll be so uppity. We're like, you drink Russian River? Fucking corporate bullshit, bro.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Why don't you just go fucking buy a Beamer and go down the 101? Okay?
With yeah.
Russian River. Big beer.
Wow.
Look at me. I've got a Pliny. Fuck you, man.
Your genius is creating its own gravity, sir.
If you can't find a guy in a garage brewing beer in your neighborhood, then it's too fucking big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like the beer's got to be so indie, the guy brewing it hasn't even named it yet.
No.
He doesn't even know what to call it.
I don't even know what to call it. Oh, perfect. I love your brewery. I'm just making beer in my stove. Perfect. Only like stove. Only stoves.
Only stove brews.
Only stove brews.
Only stove brews.
Nope. Only stove brews. That's the name of the show. Only stove. Very plain.
Only stove brews.
Very plain and clear. Only stove brews. If you didn't make it on a stove, I don't want to fucking hear about it.
You know how many unique untapped check-ins you're going to get?
Oh, so many uniques. Nobody else. Like, you're going to be like, Chew likes to announce he's the first in the community to check in a beer. So we'll be the first every time.
I'm drinking this beer, and I forgot it's 12%. I'm almost halfway through it.
It's like, no problem.
No problem, bro. It's a little bit hazy, but it's super sweet because it's so high in the ABV. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no bitterness at all. It's just all
just going down
sweet, smooth. sweet booziness. Let's see.
What else is going on? What else? What other kind of nano breweries can we talk about?
How nano is your brewery? While you're on the porch drinking site, please look up an article by our very own favorite, Hoppy Libations.
Hey, Hoppy, is she still writing on there?
Yeah, she just released an article about the
noise
advent calendar.
Yeah.
Really well written. Go check it out. I'm going to pull a mat and make you go do your own research.
Damn it.
It's just,
is it about the beer advent calendar case, a beer that you get?
The perfect six pack, the perfect sixer advent calendar style. No, no ads. I will not watch your ad.
No hop. No porchdrinking.com. I will not watch your ads.
That's right. You.
Yeah, this modern tenants is not bad.
Yeah?
The sparkle
work. Are you sparkling yet? Mm-hmm. Is it a glitter bomb?
I'm not going to say go.
No, sparkle bomb.
Don't specifically go to pick it up, but if you see it, go ahead and grab one. Kind of tastes like a lot of new West Coast IPAs do. Oh, the FedEx jet is climbing out of Fresno. All your packages.
Yeah, they're going to Spokane for the night and then come back to Fresno to be delivered tomorrow.
Yeah, don't go down the rabbit hole tracking your package because it won't make any sense what it does. It's coming from New York. It's going to fly to Miami, then it's going to go to Buffalo. Then it's going to go to Chicago. Then it's going to go to Vancouver, British Columbia. Then it's going to go to Los Angeles. Then it's going to go to Dallas. And then it'll come to Fresno.
Yeah. Or worse, it says... No, what does it say? Never mind.
Just like how...
There's one phrase that if you see that phrase happen... Your package is basically lost.
Just like when you fly somewhere, especially Fresno, why it's always cheaper to go to multiple airports.
Yeah.
Why it's more expensive to just fly directly, but it's way cheaper to do a bunch of flying. Like if you can fly to three different airports, we can make that cheap for you. If you want to just fly straight to the airport, no.
No, sorry. That's just silly.
But we'd like you to ride a bunch of different planes. We'll give you a discount for that.
And then we'll make the transfers so inconvenient. You either have 6 hours or 22 minutes. Mm-hmm. You choose.
Yeah. Either you got to run off your plane and run to another gate, or you're just going to sit in that airport for 4 hours.
Yeah. Alright, plane tangent.
Took a while to get there.
Plane tangent. What else? Go on, Nick. So I usually like to collect bottle openers. You know, from different hardware stores, of course. There's no more bottles to open. What do I do with them? What do I do with my bottle openers now?
Mm-hmm. Well, they might come back.
I did hear going on. Rumor has it you can get bottles of Celebration at Costco.
Oh, really? I was wondering about that because somebody was talking about bottles. I'm like, I haven't seen any bottles yet. Always seeing the cans. And I'm not even seeing the cans that much. Like, they didn't show up at Save Mart. At least they haven't yet. Celebration. Not yet. They're at the market. They're at Whole Foods. But I haven't seen it anywhere else as far as Celebration. And I have not seen bottles. So I was like, where's people seeing these bottles?
I will check and report back. Any Black Friday drinking in the plans? You got any spots you're going to hit up?
All day. I'm going to be drunk in Best Buy. All day.
In BevMo? What?
No, Best Buy. I'm going to get shit-faced and then walk into Best Buy. I ain't thinking about me a big screen. Super Bowl party this year.
You're going to have some Lion Fest beers at the Best Buy.
Yep. Get shit. You guys got the 5K screen. It's happening now as people are listening.
Happening now. We're broadcasting from the Best Buy line.
You might be in a line doing Line Fest right now.
Yeah.
And listening to us. So welcome.
I could be at the Ace Hardware right now. They're like, sir, we don't open for 3 more hours. We're not having a Black Friday sale.
This is Ace Hardware. You don't need any line festing here. Oh, fuck you, I don't.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'll show you.
Oh, here's a Ace Hardware tangent for you. We love to do hardware store tangent. I got one for you. How we always joke about how you go into the Ace and there's like three people going, can I help you? Be fine, something?
Uh-huh.
You're always just like, nope, I don't.
Can I help him help you find something?
Well, my water heater gave out last weekend and started leaking everywhere. So we needed a new water heater. And I know they have them back there. They had them back there in the corner. So I was like, I went back there. I'm like, all right, Ace, here we go. I actually need a person. So I'm gonna walk in and they're gonna fucking hold my hand and take me right to it and we're gonna figure out this water heater situation.
Yeah.
And I walk in there, nobody's talking, like the two people working are talking to somebody else. Nobody sees me or greets me or anything. I just walk right back to where the water heater's at and I kinda just hang around going like, all right, somebody's gotta come up here. This is always like somebody always comes up to me. I'm like, nope, nothing's happened. So I'm just like, man, well, how long am I going to stand here before somebody's going to help me in this place?
Yeah. What the hell?
And then I finally found them and they're just chatting amongst themselves. Could I get some help with the water heaters? I think I need to get a water heater and just need to figure that out. She's all, I can't sell you those water heaters. That's what? Apparently she's letting somebody that runs a plumbing business store the water heaters there, and that only get them through him because he has to certify or whatever. Like, so you got to give them to him, and I can't help you with those. I'm like, wow,
but they're right there.
This is karma for me. Like, I've been blasting them for
the 40-year-old virgin where the guy walks into the eBay store. He's like, I'd like to buy these.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, no, you got to buy these online. He's like, but I'm here now and I have money.
Yep.
Why can't I buy these?
That's exactly what it was. It was like that. I'm like,
no, sir, I'm sorry. That's not how this works. But I sell this online, so you can go online and buy it.
But usually they're like so overly helpful. But like this time, she was just like, she didn't even like go like, oh, here's the number to call or call this guy or anything. She's like, nah, I can't help you with that, and like moved on and started talking to the guy. Just I was like, wow, this is like super opposite day in Ace Hardware today.
You've told them to get lost so many times, they finally won't help you anymore. Like,
this is a guy that I would never need to help. Fuck this guy.
Can I help? Oh, no, never mind. Not him. He doesn't need help. No,
he never needs help. There you go.
Way to go. You have come full circle. You have effectively gotten rid of all customer service and then came in and expected customer service.
Yep. It always comes around, kids. You reap what you sow.
Next, you're going to go to a brewery and they're not going to let you in because they don't think you're a beer drinker.
You don't really drink. No, I love hazies. No, you don't. I love them.
You're just going to come in and use our Jenga and not buy anything, aren't you?
You're one of those guys that just loves to play giant games. You don't even Damn it.
It's going to knock over our giant Connect 4.
Play that Connect 4.
It's going to knock it over, not pick it up. Come in and use our bathroom. Maybe get a taco. But not buy any beer.
Yeah. I just come to Tioga, buy some tacos, play some giant games, get some of that water they got. That got that water station.
The free water.
Free water. Just hang out, mill around, watch a couple bands.
Yeah. And not
spend
from outside.
Fucking.
You watch the bands from the outside, so you don't have to pay.
Yep. Don't give one fucking dollar to Tioga.
That's right.
Just give him a big
take
bird.
Take some napkins home.
Eat shit. Walk out. Did you see that guy?
These napkins are free. I'm taking napkins.
Tell us to eat shit. Man, it's just Mikey. Don't bother him. Oh, man. Can't stand it when somebody tells me to eat shit.
That's the line.
That's the line, man.
That's the line.
I can take a lot of stuff. When someone tells me to eat shit, that's it.
It's over. Going home.
What else, Nick? What are we doing? Where's Matt to control us? This is what happens.
Where's Matt?
No Matt.
Oh, my God. Are we going to have a... I was going to say tangent list, but... are we going to have the never-ending tangent?
Never-ending tangent circle.
Is this the show that has the never-ending tangent?
It's all the shows.
Oh, damn it. Thought I invented something right now. Will there ever be an end to this show? Let's see, what else? Looking forward to Rush Day, of course. Put that in your calendar. Rush Day.
December 18th.
Tioga Sequoia.
You're gonna be. You're gonna need assistance. It's gonna be one of those days. Don't plan anything for the afternoon or evening.
Oh yeah, day drinking will be hearty.
Just tell all your loved ones you're out of commission on that Saturday. Don't rely on me for anything.
This year, couple festive things to do if you're in Fresno. Long running traditions in Fresno that now have craft beer opportunities associated with them.
All right.
This year's Christmas Tree Lane will reinstate the walk nights. And you can now, instead of starting at the Starbucks, like 90% of the world, you could start it out of the barrel and have a nice couple craft beers before you go on your Christmas Tree Lane walk.
Wow, think about that.
Pro tip.
What do you do on walk night? You walk from that way? How do you get to the start?
No, we do from Shaw to the halfway point, which is like maybe Ashland plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never go the full length. We go half.
So you
halfway
walk from Fig Garden Village and then walk up to Ashland and then like, all right, that's enough, and turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We always park in, you know, in the neighborhood somewhere up kind of close-ish to the beginning.
Oh, okay, the Shields entrance.
Yeah. Not that. Oh, far. Man. Not that.
If gazebo's open, I guess you could do craft beers down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done that before. But you got to get there early if you want to park around there.
Yeah.
But I'll park in the Fig Garden, Old Fig neighborhood somewhere.
Okay. You like the true beginning of the lane.
Well, yeah. I don't know that I've seen. I haven't. It's been years since. The last time I saw the true beginning was the time we went to Gazebo Gardens, and that was years ago. But you got to find somebody that's doing a party. That's the key, man. If you got somebody that lives in Old Fig,
yeah,
that's a big key. But we've had that a couple times, but it's not regular.
Damn it! Need to find that rich doctor.
Sorry, non-Fresnan
on the lane.
But Christmas Tree Lane, it's a nationally world-known Christmas lighting thing. It's been on television shows and whatever. So it's this big lane. It's a Van Ness Avenue through this old area of Fresno that's like big trees and nice houses and all this stuff. And it's lit. Everybody on this one avenue lights all their house. Not everybody, but most people lights their houses in the huge displays and stuff. And all of Fresno goes through and enjoys it. And so it's a big. And they have two nights. It's usually a drive thing, but there are two nights in the year where they allow everyone to just walk the streets.
Walk the
streets. Cars don't exist. So, sorry, Fresno tangent.
Yeah. Oh no, we're not done tangenting Fresno yet. If you see, this says no walk nights in 21.
21?
That's weird. I thought they were bringing them back.
They have a website, their own website.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
Oh,
no. Check back for updates, because right now it says no walk nights.
They might not. They're still in the
final. I thought I heard they were bringing it back.
I kind of thought they were, but I had not heard. I just assumed.
Okay, so if the walk nights don't happen, River Park has a traditional ginormous Christmas tree that they put up every year.
Oh, I don't think I've even seen that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, for those of us who hang out in North Fresno.
Oh, in front of Edwards?
Yeah, in front of Edwards, there's a giant Christmas tree. The tree lighting ceremony is December 2nd, and we now have Barrel House right out in front of the plaza where the tree is hanging out.
Because we needed more drinking.
So if you would like to have beers and watch a Christmas tree be lit up, woo! December 2nd. You can do that.
All right. Another date to jot down.
Yeah. So if you like trees and lights and beers, there's some options for you.
That'll be right. December 2nd. Is that next week's show? That's almost.
That's a day after next week's show. Day before next week's show.
Too much going on, man. Let's be glad when the holidays are over, you know? Anything else?
Yeah, I can make something up.
Make up some stuff. There. As we wait for Matt.
Wait for the Matt.
Wait for Matt.
Nothing. What do you get? Nothing.
Did you see this, Nick? Did you see how the Esquire, a writer on Esquire.com did a little beer story and upsets irked the ire of some beer nerds and stuff.
No.
Well, here was her story was like how about when you have half a glass of warm beer, you kind of forgotten about your beer, you haven't been drinking it fast enough, and your beer gets warm. How about throwing it out and getting a new beer instead of just
getting a new
drowning it, downing it? And so beer geeks are like, I never have that problem because I drink my beer.
Oh, God.
Which, you
keyboard
know.
Keyboard cowboys, here we go.
Well, it's actually true for us, but it's not something I would like bother somebody writing an article like that about. But she got... A lot of people are like, but I never had that problem. Like, of course, well, none of us do, but some people do. I guess in the summer, once in a while, I'll have a beer that gets, you know, didn't get drank fast enough, and it's kind of gone warm. I think it's not a bad idea. If you're not hurting for beer, budget-wise, if you've got a, you know... It's gotten kind of warmish or flat or whatever. Just throw it out and get a new one.
Throw it out and get a new one.
Why not? Feel like a rich motherfucker. Like, I don't
That's know. Right.
I don't need to drink this waste half a beer, drinking a shit half of beer. Let me get a new one.
I got 12 more in the fridge or 11 more at this point. I don't know.
Fuck it.
I'm going to ask, I mean, since we're here and got nothing better to do, I'm going to say, I mean, let's exaggerate this to the fullest, right? Mm-hmm. How many sips are left in that? If it's one sip left, I'm downing it.
Sure.
Two sips left, I'm going to think about it. Three sips of warm beer. And of course, this is what time of year in Fresno are we talking about?
Yeah,
and so I'm saying three sips in August, I'm dumping it.
Yeah,
that's just my threshold.
It's not even worth it. Mine is just how much beer do I have left? How much beer do I have access to?
Okay.
If
this is your last beer,
If this is my last beer, I don't care how warm it is. I'm gonna drink it and enjoy it. To some extent. But if I've got plenty of beer on hand, throw it out.
Throw it out. Get a new one.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay. Well, now we got to do, into the abstract. Okay, it's your favorite beer. You have a bottle of Pliny the Younger.
Ooh. Yeah, younger, you're not throwing out. Doesn't matter. I mean, okay. You should be thrown out into the street if you didn't drink it younger quick enough.
Even warm. Oh yeah, of course.
You should never
have gotten that situation. Let's say your father-in-law called you. You got to be on the phone for an hour. Can't be rude.
I can't believe what you're treating my daughter. And I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. And then I got to sit there and listen to that. I can't drink beer doing that. Because the whole problem is like,
that. Younger, you're watching it across the room, watching it sweat. Like, oh, and this is like 1995, so there's a cord on the phone. You can't just get up and walk over and grab it.
You're like, okay, hang on, call waiting. Hang on, let me get call rid of this wait. Other call.
Yeah.
And then you.
He's like, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear the blip. I didn't hear it.
You hear that? Oh man.
Oh man, my planning's getting warm.
That's the bank calling.
That's the bank.
They're
gonna refinance my house.
I need to order some new checks.
Yes. Oh man, ordering checks. What a day.
What a day. What a day. That's a whole day.
Yeah. You got to decide between Tioga Sequoia or Dust Bowl. Whose checks are you getting?
Yeah. Are we good?
don't know. I'm still thinking about getting warm beer.
Oh, all right.
It doesn't matter what kind of beer. IPA?
Yeah.
Probably going to.
It matters. Yeah. If it's a warm stout. Paler IPA, okay. You're going to want to. It's going to not be as good. Lager isn't going to be as good.
Lager is not going to be as good.
But yeah, if you have some porter stout, it's all right. I mean, you want them to be a little bit room temp or so, because you're going to get all the flavors.
All the flavors. It might be different from when you started. Mm-hmm. It also depends on how many people are around.
Yeah.
Because I think if your beer gets warm and you take a sip in front of people, I bet you're more likely to finish that beer to not call attention to the fact that you let that beer get warm and have to pour it out in front of these
people. You want people to just start messing like, oh, dude, fresh. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Nothing. You didn't finish that.
Hey, I brought that over for you. You're not going to pour that out, are you?
Well, I read in Esquire that you don't have to finish your beers.
But I brought that special for you. I had to search the whole valley for this flat tire ale for you.
I muled that all the way from Santa Rosa.
I went down
the 101.
This is really a measure of character is what this article is about. That's the lesson here.
Yep. Character building.
Character building.
Well, that's enough culture.
That's enough of that. Thanks.
Jesus.
I mean, thanks come a on. Lot.
All right, you got some more culture. We'll go. We'll keep going.
Have you dove into any new collections this year?
Any new collections?
Yeah.
Different collecting different items, different
right.
style of yes. items? Is that what you're asking?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh. Hmm.
Never mind. Carry on.
Tapes?
Let's go to the next segment.
Back in the tapes, bro.
Tapes. See, this is Dorktown stuff. This isn't poor stuff.
Oh, sorry. We'll go start at Dorktown.
Okay. Dorktown.
Oh, hope that's not Louie. There's dog barking happening right now.
Uh-oh.
There's two other dogs in the neighborhood that sound Louie-ish. And so I'm like...
Louie's one of them.
Louie's one of them. I'm trying to figure out, is that Louie causing problems or is that somebody else's dog causing problems? Everyone had a lovely Thanksgiving, and I hope that you enjoyed yourself, and I hope that you would like to participate in this show, and you can do that. We can listen to your voice as a listener. We will listen to you, the listener. You can call us, leave us a voicemail, 559-492-0542. You can also text it, I guess, but what's fun is that? I know you kids love the texting, but you can call with your human voice and leave a human voicemail as a 24/7 voicemail line. Nobody's going to answer it. Only the voicemail will record it, and you get 3 minutes tops to say what you want. Or you could just do it on your own in your spare time. Record something and send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can just email us, type things, and send that typings to us via email. We're going to start off with traditional voicemails this week, and we only got one. It's a holiday week. Everyone's doing Thanksgiving stuff. Everyone's busy doing stuff, so, you know, we understand it's going to be a little slow voicemail a week, but still got some, and let's see who this is.
Right on this road. Perfect pour. This is the Psycho Bear with...
Yeah, Psycho Bear.
And we're next, yeah, make a right and do a U-turn.
And tell them, Psycho Bear.
Driving, just leaving Wade's Wines out here in Agoura Hills, the good life.
Good old Agoura Hills.
You guys need to check this place out. Nice tap, selection, good beer.
Russian and River.
There you go.
Yeah.
They get Russian River all the time. Any case, got a nice yeah. 3 month, 3,000 barrel-aged barley wine. Fantastic. What do you have?
Russian River. It was a hazy IPA. Phenomenal.
There you go. Any case, now we're heading to Ladyface Brewing. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe not.
Heard of it.
Another great brewery here in Agoura Hills, the good life. Perfect pour.
That's good life.
Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
And cheers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say check your dates.
Thanks, Psycho Bear. Having some fun out there, roaming around.
Roaming.
Living the good life in the Agoura Hills. Living them good life in the Agoura Hills, bro. That's traditional. Let's go with the emails. We got one customer.
What a perfect pour. True, you be here. Just a quick little thing, Holmes. Happy Thanksgiving, motherfuckers. Hopefully everything is fine and great and food's amazing. Have some great beers. And just a quick thing, homie. I just had a couple beers from 8 Radiant. First to untap in my community on Untap. And I'm calling it now, Radiant Brewery of 2022, homie. Everything I've had has been a 5 caps on Untap. Go out there and find it. Radiant Brewery. I think they're out of Anaheim. Follow them, homie. Find them, follow them, drink them, enjoy them, and tell them Chew Your Beer sent you. Other than that, happy Thanksgiving. Counting the days, Holmes. Can't wait to be out there at rush hour. And want to know who's going to be out there. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew.
Hey.
Thanks for checking in. Radiant Brewing is Chew approved. You want that Chew approved seal if you're a brewery in the L.A. area. You want that Chew approved
seal. Chew Your
seal.
Brewery.
Yeah, Chew Your Brewery. You want that seal of approval. Any L.A. brewer, you're going to want Chew to come in, say this is a good brewery. So you got to get that. Chew, I think you need to start making some stickers, Chew Your Beer stickers.
Mm. It's like on the gas pumps where they say secure... tamper seal.
Yes, like that. I thought you were going to be like that Biden did this stickers on the cat.
Oh, no. I did this.
So Chew's got to have stickers like something. Where would you put that? I did this Chew sticker. Put it on a tap and just be like,
on the tap. Oh, on the specific tap that he likes.
Yeah. It's like, I did this. Chew approved. A Chew approved sticker.
Chew Your Brew.
Or just be on an untapped board and it has like a little asterisk by the beer. And then the asterisk says,
ooh, digital.
Chew approved. Like all Chew's top 5 Chew beers at this brewery.
Top 5 Chew beers.
Well, I need a new beer, so I'm going to go to the fridge.
And oh, boy.
You're just going to have to, everyone's going to have to listen to it. I'm going to turn the fridge mic, see if it works. Oh, I can hear that fridge. Recognize that hum, Nick?
Yep.
You probably can't.
It's just like the good old days.
All right. I'll see you later.
All right. Good luck.
What's up?
Oh, we hear
him. Mic.
We got
some listener beers.
What's he gonna find? We don't know.
This is one, Nick. You should have this. This is the Crooked Lane Alt Sticky, I don't know if you're a drinker yet or not, but maybe you should go get this, because I'm going to give it a shot here. I'm a little scared of it. So.
I'm on my way.
Back. What happened?
Anything all right. Somebody fell in. We had to rescue shit. Them. Uh-oh. Lassie told us about it.
Woof, woof, woof. Somebody fell in the beer fridge, Lassie? Woof, woof, woof.
I love gold.
Oh, it's a little darkish. Sticky situation, an alt sticky by Crooked alt Lane stick. In Auburn, California. And I believe this is a Wazoo beer. You should have one over there, Nick.
I should? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, are you telling me I have one and I should go get it right now?
Maybe.
Ah.
We can have a beer together. Nick is going to go to the... his beer fridge. Matt hasn't shown up yet, but maybe. You never know. We're done on the voicemails.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
We encourage you to get on the show, 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, there's also more listener participation. Friday nights, listeners get together, hang out on Zoom, drink beers all Friday night long, like for like six hours or more. And if you want to be part of that, it's open to everyone. You don't have to be a Golden God. If you just look on the Discord channel, the Logger Line on our Discord group, there somebody will post the password and stuff that you need on Friday nights. And if you don't see it, message us, one of us, or some of you that you know that's within that group, and they'll get you the details. So if you want to hang out with cool people virtually on the Zooms on Friday nights, that's where you go.
Damn. There we go.
That was slow,
bro. I love gold.
All right, wow, so you're correct. I do have an alt sticky.
Yeah, whatever that means, but we have it.
We are coordinating sips right now.
Look at us.
Ooh, that is malty, isn't it?
Way maltier than I was expecting.
Malt bomb.
But it's not bad.
No, not bad. I think that quad kind of...
Yeah. In Your Hands is our version of an alt sticky or alt sticka. It's a maltier, hoppier, higher alcohol version of the better known German style alt beer. It's bready with light, spicy, and citrusy hop flavors and fig, sultana, and toffee notes. Sticky toffee. Situation is one deliciously unusual malty beer that sticks with you. So they admit it's malty. They're not trying to hide it. They're like, yeah, we know it's malty.
We know it's malty.
If you're one of those few people that still reminisce about the malt days, this is for you.
Back when a good English bitter could be had. Mm-hmm. No hops in my pail. Nice English pail. Ooh. Wait, let's.
I'm getting
spy on Matt.
Yeah, let's spy on Matt because I'm kind of feeling like he's like might not make it. He still might, but let's all listen to me. Yeah, mosquito in here. Look for Matt here. Bearded Brewer, 87. Listen to me type.
Take it, take it, take it, take it.
I'm not searching in the right spot, guys. You gotta go in your profile on Untappd, and then up in the top left, you click that little human silhouettes, and then you search for. So let's search for beer. Did there he is? Bearded Brewer 87 on the Untappd. What was he doing this week? Let's go back. All right, this should be right. A Phil's Pills. No, he talked about that because I thought it was Hill's Bills.
Phil's
Pills. All right, Stratosphere from Offshoot Brewing Company. How did he get that? I don't understand that. He unrated, not rated.
Mm-hmm.
So, he had a celebration. He doesn't say anything where he's at or anything like that, but just he had a celebration. Fuck money, get hops.
Oh, yeah.
He did talk about this.
That's the new hot beer, huh?
Yeah, from Liquid Gravity Brewing. Okay, yeah, I'm going over stuff he had last week. Now we're up to current stuff. From Moonraker Brewing, Toppenish IPA. Again, unrated. Doesn't say where he is at. Then the Extraordinary Times, a double IPA from Modern Times. He had that. Then he had an Urban Roots beer. Extra guacamole. His comment is, oh, it's double this time, blinks. So they doubled their guacamole beer.
they doubled it.
And he didn't say where he's at. He won't reveal where he's at doing that. But there you go. That was Bearded Brewer 87 this week. The Nick 80. What beers are you
drinking? I didn't have any beers over the weekend. I was sick. I refrained from drinking.
What kind of sick? Not the COVID?
Not the COVID. Just a bullshit cold.
Damn.
But it limited my NyQuil intake, limited my drinking intake. So I didn't want to double down.
That's a little.
Try to give the liver.
That's a little.
Give the liver drinking. A break.
NyQuil's kind of drinking.
Yeah. There you go. I had Orange Crush DayQuil and a Raspberry Sour NyQuil.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not much drinking for me over the weekend. These are my first beers since last Thursday, probably. Wow.
So you're appreciative of hell of beer. You're like, oh, yeah. This is how I remember.
Yeah. I figured it's a good night to do a quad. Get back on the old quad horse, night. As they say.
Ease into things. Let's have a quad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, that's.
And then go harass some Black Friday shoppers.
Hey, what are you doing? Shopping? Huh?
Shopping?
The Nick 80 on the top. Let's see what I was drinking this week. Celebration Ale, obviously. I've still kept to my word of always having a celebration in the fridge.
That has
been going on this whole time, so. Proud of
any
myself.
New batch dates or still the same batch date?
Still the same batch date so far. If anyone's got a different date than, what was it, 10-8?
10-8, I think.
Yeah. Anyone's got a different date than that? Let us know. Because we're looking for a date past 10-8. Another one from Liquid Gravity Brewing, the Mo Diggity. Ooh. Mo Diggity. It's a good beer.
I like their beers.
Liquid Gravity does good beer. They do the good beer. East Brother Brewing Company from the East Bay of California's Gold IPA. It's a little malty.
I love gold.
That's pretty good beer. Pseudo Sue from Toppling Goliath. That pale, this famous Pseudo Sue pale from Toppling Goliath. Had that.
Yeah.
Hello Friend Beer. The Never Ending Puzzle from Hello Friend, the new beer brewer. Mad Duck. I went to Mad Duck.
What? You got in?
Yeah, for the first time in like 2 years, I went to Mad Duck. Northwest. Got the Citra, the classic Citra.
Oh, nice.
And then, it was my birthday, so I was like, we're, going out for the first time in a long time. And then the hot water heater guys called. Like, we're coming to deliver hot water here. I'm like, motherfucker. So we just had to quickly down our beers and leave, go.
Damn it.
Meet the hot water heater guy.
Bullshit.
So, could have cut short my, return to being outside. Also, I had a Humble Sea Brewing Radio Shark. A new one. It's a play on Radio Shack. A lot of the stuff in the studio is from the old Radio Shack. And
yes.
Miss the Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the things.
It's like the electronic version of the hardware store.
Yep. It's that's where the old school podcasters we would go would be the Radio Shack because they had cords, different cords that you needed. Radio Shack had the cords, man.
Yeah, and all the adapters.
Yeah, adapters and cords.
And yeah, resistors,
woozles, and what's nuts.
Yeah,
and batteries,
faders. You can replace all your pots.
Oh yeah. Bagaboo. Do you have any cheers, Nick?
The Bagaboos. Cheers. Cheers to everyone. I'm thankful for all the listeners who are still hanging with us. I know the pandemic set everybody back. I know craft beer is not what it used to be. Even though we have more of it, I feel like there's less of a world out there.
Yeah, what is that? It's true. It's like we're in a downtime of the beer geek kingdom, but like we have as much if not more than we've ever had as far as choices for beer, but like it's also like super like no one gives a shit anymore kind of category, but we're also have plenty of it. So, it's a very odd little window of time that we're in the beer geek world.
It's just, it's weird. We would have wished for half of these beers, 7-8 years ago. Maybe that's it. Maybe we just had our 90% of our show was complaining about beers we couldn't get. Yeah. And now we get them all and we're like, man, we're not so mad anymore.
Yeah, we just said
I used to hate a lot of stuff, and now I kind of like a lot of stuff.
I kind of like a lot of stuff. I guess that's what's happening. I don't know.
I don't know. Thank you for everyone who's still out there. Thank you to those who give to others. I know this time of year we start seeing a lot of something we do, aka something my wife does. There's a lot of foster children wish lists that are around town, and you can pick up like a list or a gift wish list at, you know, restaurants and bars and shops around town, and you pick it up and you buy the gift that's on the wish list, and you return it to the donation center, and they get it to that foster kid. So thank you to people who are that do that kind of thing. Cheers to you guys if you participate in those kind of events.
How do I do this?
Maybe I'll look into it and see who has them around town. I know Little Leaf Tea often has them.
Okay.
I know Panera Bread had some. But it's, a foster kid makes his wish list and they put it on a tag and they hang it in a restaurant or something. And you could go and pick it up and buy whatever's on that list and return it. And I hope they get it. We've never known if they get it, but we hope they do. And it's something my wife does every year. So if you're out there this year and you see them, I'd encourage you to do that. You know, make someone's day that doesn't have much.
How do you do that?
That's my cheers. Cheers to anybody that helps anybody else this time.
Cheers to selfless, helpful people.
Yeah. If you see Mikey in the beer aisle, buy him a beer.
Yeah. Why not buy me a beer?
Mm-hmm.
I deserve a beer. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Thank you and cheers to all the listeners of The Perfect Pour, especially the ones that share the show and talk about us, because that's the only way, pretty much the only way we can grow. I mean, can you know, think about it. You ever think about it? I'm like, well, how's The Perfect Pour going to get bigger or going to stay strong or whatever? I'll tell you how. It's because it's for you. You need to talk about us. If you don't talk about us, if you search for craft beer podcasts and Google recently, there's only 80,000 of them. So how are they going to know? Yeah. How are they going to know to listen to this one? You got to tell them. You got to freaking tell them. So
thank you. Who else gives you hardware store talk?
Yeah. So thank you to all the folks that tell the folks about it. And if you just sit back and just chill and enjoy the show, that's fine. There's a lot of podcasts I listen to that I don't do anything, but I don't do anything to help them. I just listen to the show. So I get it. I get it. But it'd be cooler if you be a lot cooler if you did.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
So, and then all special high ranking thanks to the Golden Gods of The Perfect Pour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
These people give us money, like cash money every month. They don't, some of these Golden Gods probably forgot that they did that. They didn't even know. But we didn't forget because we get the
cash. My checkbooks.
We cash those checks. I sit in line at Wells Fargo every week. Just cash those checks. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Golden Gods for getting our bills paid, and thank you to everyone else for listening to the show. Highly appreciated. I guess we're not going to see Matt. I really thought Matt was going to come in, but that industry job he has. The damn beer industry keeps messing with this beer show, and I don't like it.
He better not be at Goldstein's with Tony back.
He's like, yeah, I'm out of work, guys. I can't jump on the show. Okay, that's cool. I'm like, do you think they bought it? I don't know. Don't check. Don't take pictures of me and put them on Instagram.
Don't put me on Instagram.
All right, everyone. I hope you had a great Thanksgeving, and you're out there buying all the records for Black Friday.
That's right. Show us what you bought. Yeah. We want to see all the colored vinyl.
Show us what you got. All the limited edition. All the limited edition things. Tell us about it. Call in next week. Show us on the social media at Perfect Board Pod. If you want, you want a new newsletter in your inbox. drinkingandthinking.substack.com. That's one I've heard about. Mm-hmm. People have talked about it. Not me. I don't know anything about it, but people have talked.
Never heard of her.
Nope. And that's all you need to know. All right?
That's right.
Just be safe out there.
Okie dokie.
But think about you guys. Just be safe.
Mm-hmm.
But, have fun.
Absolutely.
You're going to be safe. You've got safety locked in. Then have fun. Just break loose.
Let it all. Yeah. Let it rip.
Yep. But before you let it rip, you got to check those dates.
Check the dates.
Look under the can. Look under the keg. Look at the keg collar.
Yeah.
Look at the date. You go, bother the guy at the bar and say, hey, check the keg collar.
Can I see that? Can I check that real quick?
I want to see it right now. Demanding keg collars. Start demanding the change you want
to see in the world.
Start demanding keg collars, people.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye.